ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما استودع الله امرأ عقلا إلا استنقذه به يوما ما.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, Allah does not grant wisdom to a person except that someday he will save him from ruin with his help.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the certainties that we face in life is the certainty of death. Now, whether we have experienced it in our close circles, our family, our friends, or even a much wider circle, we have witnessed that death is a certainty, and every single one of us, one day or the other, sooner or later, will end up dying. Now, death is not something to be afraid of or to be fearful. Rather, death is something that one should be prepared for. we should all be prepared for death. And how do you prepare for death? Well, you work hard in this world and you do good and righteous deeds and you try to satisfy Allah the Mighty, the Sublime, and pray and hope that Allah forgives our lapses, and thus one prepares for death, because death is just a doorway to the continuation of this journey of life and of existence. Now, when talking about death and this this deception that the world somehow places upon people, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says at one point, "O you who swear at the world with your tongue, but you are attached to its vanity in your heart, did the world not show you the resting place of those who have passed away in the same way that it will show your resting place to others? Were all these not a lesson for you to learn? After death, neither the weeping of mourners, nor the weeping of your friends, nor the weeping of your relatives will have any benefit for you." So, dear friends, just as we said in the beginning of the program, we have seen the resting places of those who have died. We have seen the cemeteries filled with graves of people who were once alive, walking around and enjoying the world. Now they are waiting to be resurrected. And so, just in the same manner that these graves of those who have gone in the past are a reminder for us, so too will we one day be in a grave and be a reminder for those who look upon our tombstone. And these, as Imam Ali eloquently says, are a lesson for every single one of us. We should take lesson in these things. We should realize that death will surely happen, and we should all be prepared for death. And also, Imam Ali says that the weeping of mourners and the weeping and the crying of our friends and our family members and our relatives, they will not benefit us. Yes, if they send some sort of a spiritual gift, like reciting the Holy Quran in our name, or reciting a prayer, a two rakat namaz, a salah for us, or giving some charity on our behalf in our name, these things will benefit us. But the mere mourning and the grief, these things will not benefit us, meaning it is only those things which we send on towards the hereafter. These are the things which will benefit us. And so, as the Ahlul Bayt, the members of the family of the Holy Prophet, the divinely appointed Imams, they say that this world is the field from which we will harvest that which we will see in the hereafter. Another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
كل صبح وكل اشرب ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حيه الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسه در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أسألك الأمان يوم يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks. So they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet. And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 269, he says, whomever he grants wisdom to whomever he wants, and whoever has been granted hikmat, faqad utiya khayran kathiran, then that person indeed has goodness in abundance. And one of the prime example of that special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a recipient of the hikmat and knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, as somebody who had ilm ladunni, God-gifted knowledge. And therefore it's not a surprise that he emerges the most eloquent orator with exceptional ability, where he was able to speak on any topic extempore without preparing notes or thinking about it. And this is a title. This is the status of Ali, where nobody has challenged that through the centuries. Even during our times in 1930s or 40s, there was a famous Egyptian writer by the name of Shakib Arsalan, very prominent during his time. And there is a story about him that there was a gathering where he was asked to give a talk, but before he gave his talk, he was introduced by the MC. And the way the MC glorified Shakib Arsalan, he used the term for him. He says, Shakib Arsalan is Amirul Bayan. He is the chief of Bayan, oratory. Shakib Arsalan, when he came to the podium, the first thing he says, you know, you really have been unfair to the true Amirul Bayan, Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. Says this Amirul Bayan is exclusively only for Ali. Don't use that title for me.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.